The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And it's The Hard Shoulder with Anton in for Kieran. All afternoon, more information has been emerging about the impact of the massive power outages across Spain, Portugal, parts of France, and some reports would suggest beyond. Those reports, of course, hampered by the impact on communications networks and broadcasters across the region. With us is Cameron Clark from News Talk to bring us up to date on what we know thus far. It's a big one, Cameron.
Yeah, you're right, Anton. And like you said, the communications are a little bit hampered as a result of the power outages. Reports coming in and out are a little bit fractured, but we're doing the best we can. So what we do know at the moment is that the Spanish and Portugal capital cities of Madrid and Lisbon, as well as some of the bigger cities in both countries, Barcelona and Valencia, have been left without any access to internet or electricity. If anyone's seen any clips from both countries at the moment, traffic seems like an absolute nightmare because it's knocked power out to any of the traffic lights. So people are trying to navigate major junctions, roundabouts. It seems like they're really struggling over there with how it looks at the moment.
And when did it all start?
So it kicked off at around 12:30 local time there, so just shortly after midday. So if you're talking here, somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. Now, what we do know is that it was caused by what the Portuguese grid operator REN or REN said was a rare atmospheric phenomenon in Spain, which was due to extreme temperature variations in the country's interior. So the president of the EU Council has ruled out that it was a cyber attack, and more had something to do with these extreme temperature variations.
And the impact goes, you mentioned the traffic lights, you mentioned internet access and electricity in residential areas. Impact significantly beyond that as well?
Yeah, so airports in both countries have been significantly delayed. Here at home, Dublin Airport has issued a statement in the last half an hour or so saying that three flights have been impacted here domestically. Two inbound flights, so two from Lisbon to Dublin, and one outbound flight from Dublin to Lisbon have been cancelled so far. That's as far as it goes, and Dublin Airport has said that further disruption could be expected and to check in.
Well, on that note, we have with us Eoghan Carey, who is travel journalist at travelextra.ie. Eoghan, those are the immediate impacts. I assume we are going to see more impacts on aviation, given that people's capacity to get to airports across that entire region will have been significantly impacted.
Big time, Anton. Three airports significantly impacted. Lisbon, by a margin, the worst impactors. Madrid also, about 20 flights Madrid, and about maybe 10, 15 in Barcelona. But over 120 lost in Lisbon, and we've seen it trickle to almost a standstill. You'd be getting up to 40 movements an hour. It's gone down to 7 or 8. At one stage, it was only 2 in the hour between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And there is the knock-on is worse than that, because there is wonderful, there's footage on the internet of, you know, the traffic coming to a halt around Lisbon Airport and people getting out and walking along the road. At one stage, they had to close the terminal because of the chaos within the terminal. People were really reasonable about all of this. But there is also big knock-ons for paperwork, boarding passes, all of those things. You can't just abandon the entire online boarding system because of security concerns. In my own case, I'm monitoring a very close family friend whose remains are being brought home due to fly from Malaga. The paperwork for that very complicated operation, all in chaos, is probably going to make the next flight. The knock-on through the evening is going to get worse because it seemed to... All the three airports affected seem to have got through the first couple of hours fairly well. But for instance, the three cancelled flights, one of them is a Dublin-based aircraft that's supposed to be coming home from Lisbon tonight. The TAP Air Portugal outbound and inbound were both lost. We did fairly well in Dublin flights. We didn't lose a large proportion of them. But I do, and they will, the other major airports that we do for the Sun routes, Faro and Malaga, weren't as badly affected. But there will be probably a little bit more to get through. And as I say, getting to and from the airport and all of that paperwork, boarding passes, that has been a bit of a nightmare.
Eamon, or rather Eoghan, I should say. Thank you very much, Eoghan Carey.
Always a pleasure, Anton.
Travel journalist at travelextra.ie joining us there. Cameron, the impact, the obvious question that remains is, if that's where we stand now, how long before all this gets fixed?
So it seems to vary a little bit between both countries. So Spain's grid operator is already seeing sort of progress in restoring power. It says that it's restored power to a number of substations in area in the north, south and west of the country. So it's already seeing power restored to areas like that. While Portugal's grid operator, REN, says it could take up to a week for power supply there to be fully restored. Now, that could be rural areas. It could mean that, you know, the majority of it could be back within a couple of days. But they're expecting somewhere in the range of 7 days before it's fully restored.
Cameron, thank you very much. Cameron Clark there from our newsroom.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.